Phoneboy Speaks, episode 659, U.S. Mobile.
If you're in the United States, you're probably familiar with the four large mobile phone carriers. So Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile, roughly in that order of size of customers. Now, what you may not realize is that there are, of course, other options. And in some geographic parts of the United States, there are smaller carriers that maybe offer slightly better deals, but they're limited to that geography. But what there are that you may not realize is that there are a lot of smaller carriers that essentially buy in bulk, service on one of the four major networks, and then resell it and repackage it. And so the company themselves is considered a mobile operator. They're a virtual network operator actually, and then they they do the customer service and in dealing with the larger carrier as far as if there's problems or whatever. But if you ever read through the financials of the larger carriers, you'll see that they're that they have prepaid and other sort of carriers. And actually, there's a number of carriers on Sprint, right? That one, I'm sure some of the geeks have heard of, called Ting. And Ting, has an interesting model. But it's on Sprint, and quite frankly, Sprint's network is a mess. And of course there are others on other carriers, but again the idea with these carriers is that you tend to get a better deal, right? If you're not a heavy hit user, these carriers can save you money. And it's kind of like doing prepaid, but it's not like that. And so there's another one that has just come out very recently on the GSM side of the house. It's very similar to Ting. And with Ting, what you can do is you essentially choose your own plan, and it's you can choose minutes of voice calling, texts, and data, in any sort of combination. Although Ting's model is that if you buy a bucket and you go over, you're automatically moved up to the next bucket. And there may be some if you get to the largest bucket and you even go over that, there's an overage charge. But it's you're basically paying for what you use and not much more. And so GSM Nation, which has been selling unlocked GSM handsets in the United States over the web, they've created their own mobile virtual network operator called US Mobile. And they they don't say which big carrier they use, but it's T-Mobile, according to a couple of reports. And they have a very similar pricing structure, again, where your plan is the number of the number of texts, the amount of minutes, and the amount of data. And again, you can mix and match as appropriate. What isn't clear from their website, because they just recently launched, they don't list the overages anywhere, so I don't know if you have to pick, and then whether they will automatically move you up to the next bucket or not. Because the Ting model, I really like the Ting model. I just don't like who they use as their underlying carrier. I wish Ting would actually be on using T-Mobile for that matter, but that hasn't happened yet. And so the closest thing to that, if you're a GSM person, is now this thing called US Mobile. And of course, there's a lot of other carriers. Again, if you're looking to, if you're not a heavy user, then and you want to keep your costs low, there's plenty of carriers like this. The downside, of course, is that you have to generally pay full price for your phone, which if you want a high-end smartphone is kind of expensive, or you can get secondhand ones. And the key thing is they have to be unlocked, which means they can't be tied to a specific carrier, and that's where some of the problems come in. So anyway, it was encouraging to see another one and something like Ting, right? I mean, again, you can kind of pick your own plan, and so you can actually get a plan for, I think it starts, if you just do voice minutes, it starts at $5 a month. Now, of course, they don't list the taxes and the other government fees, but it is kind of a postpaid plan, I guess, but it is, that's something to, so if you're looking for another way to save money, that might be something to take a look at.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.